Thank you very much, Mr. President, and allow me to start by thanking you and your team and the Secretariat for all the efforts that you've been conducting through the past few weeks. Mr. President, Egypt considers the utmost priority of the city at the beginning of its annual session is to adopt a balanced and comprehensive program of work. The responsibilities entrusted to the President of the Conference under the rules of procedure, in particular Rule 29, are beyond any doubt. We firmly believe that the impasse in the city should not persist, and that we must spare no efforts to break the deadlock and resume our substantive work. And more importantly, we must not achieve this on the expense of the rules, principles, and basic tenets of the Conference. Mr. President, we fully recognize the difficulties that the Conference has been facing in its pursuit to adopt a program of work. And out of our commitment to the purposes and objectives of the multilateral disarmament machinery and at the heart of it, the Conference on Disarmament, we upheld the concept of constructiveness and collective action above our limited interests. And on several occasions, we decided to exercise maximum flexibility to allow the CD to resume its work, although we were not entirely comfortable with many aspects of the proposals on the tables. Mr. President, since the beginning of the annual session this year, we have been supportive of the proposed draft, and given the fact that it's largely based on the draft program of work that was presented by the Algerian presidency last year. And along the way, we have constructively engaged in the efforts trying to make it acceptable for everyone, although the proposal that was put for adoption during the last session was not perfect. We were ready to adopt it as it was a result of a transparent and inclusive process. Mr. President, we have been listening very carefully to the interventions made by delegations today, and we attach great importance to all the views expressed, and we are willing to study those proposals with a positive mindset, and we believe that we should be able to reach an agreement in the coming weeks. Once again, Mr. President, we thank you very much for your efforts.